Before you answer that question, I've got to go across to Ed Ball's pitch side at the lobby versus MPs, Labour MPs football match. You can talk to us. Ed, hi.
John, how are you?
I'm good. How's it? You sound a bit out of breath, so you should. I'm glad you're working. Have you scored any goals? You missed one earlier.
It's the 44th minute, still 0-0. about to blow for half-time. Looking forward to the second half. They've had a few chances, but so have we. And the MPs have got to beat the press, haven't they, John?
Yeah, are you glossing over the fact that you missed a goal and haven't scored one?
Look, football's all about chances, and if you can make your chances, if you can create your chances, and then you put them away, that's how you win games. We've got 45 minutes to go. Look, it's like a parliament. We're
what's the manager
only
doing
just halfway through.
But Labour haven't won. Hang on there. Horrible metaphors there, Ed.
He's put in the best spin problem.
It's nil-nil, but we're ahead, and we've got all to play for in the second half.
And hopefully you're not diving in the box this time, which let's face it, demeans the game. It demeans much of our national character. It is an element.
John,
it is a symptom of broken Britain, Ed. You haven't been diving in the box, have you?
Look, the good thing was I scored the penalty after it was awarded, but the referee said it was a penalty, so did the linesman. Unfortunately, I found out afterwards the linesman was actually an Oxford Labour councillor, so I think he wasn't too impartial.
OK, look, I've got to ask you this. Your wife was on a moment ago. She tells us that you don't only watch The Sound of Music and burst into tears and sing along with The Hills Are Alive. You do it over and over again. Now, just reassure people out there who I suspect in numbers are going to get really quite worried about this testimony. Is that true?
I can reassure you that it's absolutely true. And it's that bit when the dad comes back with the countess, so the kids get thrown off the boat in the lake. He has a real go at the governess. They then go into the room, and the children sing Sound of Music.
Yeah.
And he joins in, and it's a moment where he realises that music can come back into the house again. It's a very, very powerful movement, a moment. I cry every time, John, every time. And so does the vet, but she just doesn't admit it. Bad news. The press have just scored a goal. It's a bit of a blow. We're 1-0 down at half time.
Oh, there you go.
I was off the pitch as well.
Labour's being sentimental.
I'll be in real trouble now.
Scoring goals.
Yeah. So I know.
Here's me doing an interview with you, and they go and score. What a disaster. Anyway, I'll be in trouble at half time.
Labour scores while you're off the pitch. I hope that's not a metaphor for Labour's future.
No, the press scored, but look, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
You have ups and downs in football.
All right, good luck. Good luck with the game. We'll be talking to you more seriously in the course of this coming week.
I hope so. Cheers, John. Jay. Thanks a lot.
I think that'll teach Labour not to be too sentimental while the press is getting on with its job.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm worried about Labour's manager here. What's the manager letting the centre forward come off the pitch while the game's still going on to do interviews?
In any football club I've ever heard of, you get a massive fine for
that. I think so.
Probably a lengthy suspension. Too.